a little curious because at the moment we have not one Star Trek TV series, but two. One of which is unofficial and called The Orville.
Another which I see.
The other one is official and called Star Trek Discovery. First impressions of Star Trek Discovery?
I sort of enjoyed, I enjoyed Star Trek Discovery. I don't like necessarily where they've been going with it, but I did enjoy what I saw of it.
Where is it set?
It's a more adult Star Trek, so that's probably a rude thing to say. I'm not quite sure why. It's got darker themes. But, the characters are far more unlikable.
Where is it set in the universe?
And it's set between...
It's set actually just
during
before
the start of
Star
the Klingon
Trek.
War. So, yeah, pre-Star Trek. After, what was
original
that
original Trek. It's set just before original Trek.
What was that
Trek?
Other Star Trek where they went flying?
Enterprise.
Yeah, so between Enterprise and Star Trek.
Wouldn't they
have
a lot of...
original series.
People very upset considering Enterprise would be the place to be, you know,
well, considering
around Star Trek. The original was supposed to be where they do a lot of these firsts.
Considering the fact that in this one, Spock has a half-sister who's fully human. Yeah, it could anyway.
Oh, I don't think that's really an issue because she's obviously going to be forgotten by everybody and never referred to again.
Well,
yeah, especially since she's obviously Sarek's favourite.
Oh, yeah, that's that too.
And
she's clearly not Sarek's daughter, though.
No, she's adopted.
She's not Amanda's daughter either.
She's
black.
Human. Okay, I think the reason some people will love this Star Trek Discovery and some people will hate it is because it's a lot less clear-cut and wholesome in its philosophy and politics than the original. Than the original Star Trek.
I was confused by the lack of toilets in Star Trek.
It's the Stargate universe to the rest of the Stargate. It's a different direction, darker feel, try something else.
And the Federation aren't necessarily always the good guys. They're at war. And
which they weren't really that early on, so I guess I can see why they say
well,
that.
Well, they pull a lot of dirty tricks along the way.
And they've had the first gay Star Trek kiss.
Excellent. About time.
So meanwhile, the Orville.
Did they
have
one in DS9?
Apparently not.
Yeah. Anyway, the other nice thing about Star Trek Discovery is they've actually got some quite good actors in there, and it shows.
Yeah, but they made that mistake with Stargate Universe.
Stargate Universe had the problem that it had one actor and a whole load of people who couldn't act around it.
But hang on. To be fair, they rallied and they tried hard. I mean, I really enjoyed Stargate Universe because they had one really good actor and a lot of people who worked really hard.
But they looked so bad. They looked
so
bad next to them.
Only at the beginning. They got better and better as it went on.
They still looked better than Stargate.
Oh, but that's a generations issue, having William Shatner playing opposite Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, that would be sad.
That was sad. Sorry, we're going off on tangents.
Okay, Stargate Discovery, the morality of Starfleet is a lot more ambiguous, and the characters aren't clearly good guys or bad guys.
Yep.
So that's quite interesting.
That was something I found curious, because I kept watching it thinking, is he good or is he bad? And I think one episode bad, and the next episode good.
Yeah.
And now I'm about the captain.
Yeah, and now I'm leaning towards just confused, so I sit there. It wasn't neatly... He was hard to neatly package.
Yes.
That was the point.
Whereas if you look back at the original Star Trek, it was all Federation good, everybody else evil.
No, because you always
had
Kirk.
Kirk was
so dodgy.
They were doing a very bad job of comparing them, but okay.
Yeah. The Orville, on the other hand, feels a lot more like 1960s Star Trek.
And was intended to pretty much be 1960s Star Trek.
Got billed as a comedy, and I don't think it's particularly funny. But some of the episodes, some of the episodes could quite easily have slotted into the original Star Trek. They had that feel to them.
Someone should do that. That'd be so interesting. They actually just intercut them.
You never know. So we've got the curious situation that those people who like the original Star Trek seem to like the unofficial Star Trek ripoff or the Orville. And those who actually like a bit of ambiguity and depth to their scripts and characters quite like Star Trek Discovery, but that's not going too well with the traditional Star Trek fans, apparently.
Interesting.